JCC softball with a 4-1 win over Fairmont, and we are talking to a few of the stars that helped make it happen for JCC. Kempton Cross here on JCC softball on KKOJ, and one of them was certainly from the circle, Hadley Wackle. 17 strikeouts for you. Congratulations that in particular, and a win, of course, for the team. So you would seem surprised by the tally for the K's there. So I guess that answered the question, how aware were you of that? But what is kind of the mentality there in the circle for you?
I honestly didn't know I had that much. I was just going batter by batter, trying to focus on getting that girl out, hitting my spots.
And, well, you were able to do it pretty well. And so what is it like for you as a team, especially, to get the 5-0 start for you guys?
I thought after the first run, it was nice to be in the circle, not having so much pressure on you, knowing that you have a run on the board. And then after we scored three more, it was even less pressure off.
Yeah, how did you and your team respond after, obviously, you give up the home run, but then you guys are able to, especially once you get back on offense, score those runs? But how did you lock back in? Because then you went on a little streak of some more of those strikeouts as well.
Yeah, I usually just try to forget about it and just move on, and then we're going to go in and hit more, so.
Yeah, and it usually works out that way. Absolutely. And, anything else about kind of just getting the wins so far, piling those up, and so much production from a lot of different gals as well up and down the roster for you guys so far?
Yeah, we're just going game by game, trying to make sure we can get each game and trying our best with everything. We've been practicing really hard recently.
Any other thoughts?
Nope.
Congratulations on the win. And nice job with the 17 strikeouts for Hadley Wackle. So we'll do, next up here, it's... There we go. And how are you, Fraylin?
Pretty good.
Fraylin Bogard joining us here. And, okay, so when you guys actually were able to get on the board, you were actually part of being able to take the lead, obviously. So especially on the base paths, let's start there. How does that work? How do you kind of take what's going on and be able to be aggressive but also be smart about it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you just read coach's sign and trust that she knows what she's calling and just read the ball. And when she tells you to go, you just go.
How does it feel, obviously, to also swing the bat well for you today and make some solid contact and have some hits?
It feels great. Our whole team's been working really, really hard on hitting. We do lots of hitting every single day, so it feels good for it all to pay off.
And to have another win, obviously that's what you want always, but to have all wins so far, how does that feel?
It feels great. We're just really taking it game by game so we can make it even further this year than we have.
And that's something that you guys are being very intentional about as well. But like you said, one game at a time is important.
Yes.
Any other thoughts at all about this win and some highlights for you guys today?
I thought everyone played great and we played together and it was great.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on how you contributed as well.
Thank you.
For JCC getting the win 4-1. And another one here, Brielle Tuffison alongside. And so, what is it like to get that win for you in particular as you guys are still undefeated on the season?
It feels amazing. We're just taking it day by day, as both of them probably said, so.
What is it like to play center field and kind of keep things going out there for you guys?
It feels amazing. Center is one of my favorite spots that I've played, and I don't know. It's just amazing out there.
And it's kind of a family tradition at this point.
Yeah.
And I know that you're another one that Coach was talking about and bragging on a little bit about how you have worked very hard to be more productive and just have really retooled over the off season in a good way. And so does that feel for you to have some of that hard work pay off?
It feels amazing. Last year was not the best, but this year I'm coming off very strong and gonna get a better season in.
And you got plenty of time ahead as well, but it sounds like you're working hard and it's paying off for you, so that's a good thing. And just, once again, just getting another win. Any other thoughts at all?
we all worked very hard for this, so, yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And that's Brielle Tufson, another Jackson County Central Husky, who made a 4-1 victory happen for JCC softball today. And now we're joined by head coach Morgan Christopher. A big win over Fairmont, got the 4-1 victory, and talked to a few of the players that helped make it happen. And obviously, you know, it's always the goal to get the win. And you guys were able to weather a little bit. I don't know if weather the storm is the right way to say it, but you guys were deadlocked in that 0-0 and then 1-1. And then finally, you guys were able to kind of pile a couple more runs on. So I guess just let's start with kind of overall thoughts on getting another win today.
Yeah, you know, something we told our kids is we want to be in those situations on defense. You know, they hit a home run, and sometimes that's going to happen in games. The next girl got on by a walk, and it was nice to see our defense keep competing. You know, we do have a lot of experience, and they've been in those situations before, and just keep competing, find a way to get an out. Nobody panicked, and, you know, that was a big inning for them, and we found a way to get out of it, so that was exciting. Obviously, I should say we don't want to be in those situations, but we're in them. It's good for us, and it's a good test, and defensively, I thought our kids did a nice job on, like, the four balls that we could make plays on. Hadley was obviously dealing in the circle and took about 15 or 16 outs herself, if I had to guess. And offensively, yeah, just kept competing at the plate. I would have liked to have cashed in on a couple more opportunities, but, again, that's softball, and sometimes that happens. And just doing a nice job of finding a way to keep getting on base and run the bases.
I have her for 17 Ks, and when I gave her that number, she was surprised, and she told me that she is just focused on that next batter. So how important is that mentality for you guys?
That's huge. Obviously, we don't kind of want kids worrying about stats during the game, but, no, that's awesome for her. Obviously, she had a great night, carried our team. Just really happy for her. You know, I thought in that one inning, you know, I felt like there was a time where she looked like, hey, we can do this. You know, just getting her to realize, too, like, you don't have to do it all the time. You do have a defense behind them. But obviously, at the end of the day, she just took them all herself, and that works, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And another one we talked to, of course, was Braylon, and she credited the coaches as well for kind of helping take advantage of the situation and get you guys back out front as well. But she obviously has to execute that, and she did a good job.
Yeah, that's very nice of her. She had a great day. Great day, really happy for her. Hit a couple balls really hard. Boy, I think she was started two of our innings, just a big playmaker out there. If I remember right, hit one hard up the middle that started us on an inning. Then she got another one hard shortstop that found its way into left field. So she just had a really good day, really happy for her. But obviously really heads up play for her to steal third and be able to get up on a throw that they didn't make and score on that play too. And I think if I remember right, that put us ahead. So just a huge base running play for her. And like I said, really happy for her offense and her success.
Sorry. And another different example is Brielle, because during that kind of chaotic inning where you guys were able to put some more runs on the board, she also sacrificed. And so that's kind of what she goes in the book with. But obviously that's what you need to keep the momentum going.
Absolutely. And, you know, she would probably tell you it wasn't her best day at the plate. And that's the really nice thing is we have a lineup that can hit and we have a lineup that can bunt. So the nice thing is, hey, it isn't always your day, and that happens in softball. But when it's not your day, hitting at the plate, like it was an easy call for us. She's one of our best bunters. And now we're going to get the bunt down and get us another run. And she came up with a huge at bat, and a lot of credit to her, too, because that is hard when you've had, in her words, you know, a tough day at the plate to be able to come and those two at-bats don't matter anymore. My job is to get the bunt down, and that's exactly what she did and just picked us up another huge run.
Did enough and a little bit more than enough to get the win, so that's what matters, and it's a 4-1 win for JCC. And now we wait and see, sort of, because we'll see when you guys and who you guys get on the field against, as Laverne would be on Thursday would be the plan, but of course the weather and Mother Nature sometimes doesn't always cooperate with that. But whatever the case may be, like we talked about even going into this game, it's about whenever the next opportunity is there, you guys want to do your best and put your best foot forward.
Absolutely. We're excited for Thursday. Like you said, we hope the weather holds off, but at the end of the day, we know that that's not something we can control. So we'll have a good day of practice tomorrow, good day of practice on Wednesday, be ready to roll on Thursday. And if it doesn't work out, we'll have another good practice Thursday. possibly Friday if we have another day of practice. And then Saturday we are making up our late Crystal game at 11. So either way, we'll be ready to go, and we're excited. Big week for us.
Yeah, huge week for you. Like you said, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial is a huge matchup, and whenever you play Laverne, that's going to be a key matchup for you guys, especially going on the road. It's going to be a key challenge for you.
Absolutely. I know that they can always hit. I've already heard that, hey, they can hit this year. And credit to Brooks. He always does a nice job. He's always got a nice team. But our team's going to be ready, and we're excited to go get them.
And it's going to be fun to see how JCC continues throughout the softball season. And congratulations on another one tonight.
Thanks. And thanks to you and Carrie for being here. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. So thank you to Morgan Christopher for being alongside as part of the postseason, or as part of the post-game report here from JCC, getting the 4-1 win over Fairmont here tonight. Hadley Wackel, Braylon Bogard, and Brielle Tuffison were kind enough to join us as well. Thank you so much to you. And congratulations to the Huskies for getting a big 4-1 victory, able to get through some scoreless innings early on, and then eventually were able to get the scoring started and respond well, even after Fairmont was able to get one back. And so JCC able to get that victory that way. They took the 1-0 lead, and then Fairmont was able to get one back with the solo shot, but then JCC got another one and a couple more runs after that, especially in that fifth inning that we specifically referenced a little bit. And Kerry Brosma back alongside once again, and especially the second part of that game, especially when JCC was able to start taking more advantage and we got deeper into the innings, JCC able to do just enough to get the win, and that's what you got to do.
Yeah, and I was talking to Coach Christopher about the base running, and I asked her, and she said that is a play on the bunt when you have somebody on first, and she said her base runner there, she's so knowledgeable and a great base runner that she doesn't even have to call that, she's going anyway. So on that bunt they're throwing down to first, she didn't even slow down, she just went from first to third. So I mean, aggressive base running, that's what's going to win you games come down. You know, we've seen it, Pipestone, like how many games have they had like really close against them in sections, and it comes down to smart base running and being able to play some small ball with bunting and moving your runners forward. So it's a good thing to see at the beginning of the season for the Huskies.
Yeah, heard from Bogard, heard from Tuffison, obviously the Wackels and the Vandeveers were able to make some plays for you. Fink had a hit today as well, and for JCC, for that matter, as Kinley Vandeveer had the single as part of her highlights for the day. Reached on an error is how I scored it in the third, but I'll double check that one as well. And then Maddie Wackel is able to walk aboard, and she had a single. She eventually was a run scored for JCC. Bailey Fink scored a run as well. She walked aboard in the game, including included in her results that she got. Run batted in by Hadley Wackel. She got a single for herself. And that sacrifice we talked with Coach and Brielle as well about was part of that fifth inning where they were building that lead and was part of building that lead. And then Lauren Johnson was in there, able to make some contact today, a couple ground outs and a strikeout. And then Miley Vandeveer was also able to make some contact and grounded out a couple times with a strikeout as well. Braylon Bogard with a couple of singles, and then she walked aboard and was eventually a run twice in this one. CJ Pauling was able to single and had a strikeout. Julia Bidney also got an appearance. She struck out in that one. And so that almost completes the JCC results, of course, as JCC gets the win over Fairmont 4-1 by my count, 7 hits for them, no errors for JCC, 4 errors. 3 or 4 errors on Fairmont as well. The 1 run just on the 2 hits, and of course the 17 strikeouts for Hadley Wackel were a key part of that 100%. And we'll do this again on the 13th of May, weather permitting, as always, the qualifier for anything spring related, but at Fairmont Tuesday, May 13th. That's when JCC is scheduled to take them on again. And so a lot is going to change between now and then, and so we'll see what happens there as well.
Yeah, they're one of their toughest teams they're going to face this year on their way to try to get to a state tournament. So we wish the Huskies the best of luck. Fun for me to come out and watch a little bit of softball, even though I got here in, what, the third inning. But I do miss this, so it's a lot of fun to come out and watch them. And I'm going to catch a couple games at the end of this week, too, because I do the morning show on Thursday and Friday. So I was like, oh, I can go watch Martin County West play a couple games. So that'll be good. Hopefully the weather holds out for those two games.
Number 8, Jackson County Central with the 4-1 win over the Fairmont Cardinals here on the softball field. Now, we plan to have the baseball team on the air with coverage starting around 5:15 once again, and first pitch at 5:30 for the varsity. Fairmont is in town to take on baseball tomorrow right here on KKOJ Radio. And whenever that Laverne doubleheader happens, hopefully on Thursday, but even if on Friday, that was supposed to be our Explore Live video event of the week. So we'll see if we how flexible we can be or need to be with that, because that's going to be a huge matchup here for the section and everything else that we talked about right off the top. And of course, Martin County West Baseball is planning to be on the air. We're planning to have them on the air, that is, for Extreme Country 105.7. That's a doubleheader. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, they're visiting. And then Friday, Martin County West, United South Central, that's going to be a huge matchup because that's a state-ranked Rebels squad. And that was a fun one when they got together last year. But a lot of things can change. We'll see exactly what Mother Nature has in store for us for the rest of the week. But on Tuesday, at least, we expect some pretty good weather. So we'll have MCW over on Extreme. That'll be at 4:15 for coverage to begin. First pitch at 4:30. And then here on KKOJ, it will be JCC Baseball against Fairmont. That's our plan for Tuesday, at least. And then we'll see what happens after that.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks so much to Carrie Balsma. Thanks so much to everybody that makes our sports coverage happen, including Janet back in the studio today in particular as well. I'm Kempson Cross. JCC Softball victorious 4-1 on KKOJ Radio. We hope y'all come back.